Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries, and today's episode is a special episode of a live discussion that Pastor Joe Schimmel and myself just did for The Great Reset, a discussion about the New World Order. Stay with us and listen to a fantastic end times discussion on these topics. God bless.
When it comes to Good Fight Ministries that we like to really partake in terms of exposing and also sharing with people when it comes to biblical theology, and it has to do with the end times and what's going to happen and how we prepare. Currently, we are working through a series through our podcast show, the Good Fight Radio Show, where we are going through how you can be an end times prayer warrior and how you can really get yourself ready in preparation for what is to come. So one of the best ways to do that, obviously, prayer would be number one, and going and beseeching the Lord and on behalf of saying, Lord, we want to be empowered by your Spirit and knowing his word concerning all of these things. But also, guys, it's good to know what the enemy's plan is, especially when God has given us their playbook. So what we're going to be doing on this episode is talking specifically, once again, about the Great Reset, something that's been talked about a lot on online forums. And we want to bring that captive to the obedience of Christ. What does God's word actually say concerning what is going on in the world? And so with all of that, instead of me talking about it, let's hear Justin Trudeau of Canada
Prime Minister.
About it. Amen.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
So we see there, he has seen this as a great opportunity for a reset. Joe, what's going on?
Well, that term Great Reset has been used for years by these elitists that are globalists, who want to bring a one world government about, a one world economy and so forth. And it's important to understand the Bible talks about how the mystery of iniquity is already at work. So we may not even see the end game ultimately of the Antichrist system in our lifetime. We may. We always need to be prepared. Scripturally speaking, it's important to understand the Bible also says that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world in the first century. So that mystery of iniquity is already at work, as Paul said. The spirit of Antichrist was already at work, as the Apostle John said in 1 John. That one's 2 Thessalonians 2. And it's important that we understand the scriptures. I love scriptures that talk about like the Bereans, how they were more noble than those of Thessalonica, because they basically, you know, searched the scriptures, say, daily to see if what Paul was saying was true. But I also love in the Old Testament where it talks about the sons of Issachar, who says he understood the times. And it's important that we understand the times. You really want to understand the scripture. You want to make sure you're in the scripture, in love with the Lord, his word, and what he says about the future. In fact, the religious leaders of Jesus' day missed his first coming. And he said, you guys can discern the weather. You see when the sky's red, you know the rain's coming the next day, but you didn't understand the times, and they missed it. And we don't want to miss the second coming because he gave us a lot of warnings about that, or we don't want to fall for a false Christ, like, for instance, the Antichrist. So we want to know what the word of God says. We're called to test everything, hold fast that which is good. And when it comes to like Trudeau talking about this Great Reset, if you watch the whole, you know, I watched his whole little section of speech there, several minutes of it anyway. And he talks about, you know, basically, you know, wealth distribution for the world. He gets into the, you know, the equality, financial equality. And I mentioned earlier, you know, did the Canadians know that they were electing a communist? You know, we definitely want to take care of the poor, but you don't steal from those who've earned hard money and give it to drug addicts either, which happens in a lot of parts of our country and so forth. So it's interesting, when we look at this from a biblical perspective, the Bible does talk about, when they're talking about the Great Reset, they're typically talking about globalism, a one world government. And we know that the Bible warns about a coming one world government. We talked recently in one of our shows about John Lennon's song, Imagine. And when he says he wrote his song, he said it's like being possessed. being a psychic, a medium, and he talked about being a hollow temple. A spirit would enter his body and bring these lyrics to him. And he, the song Imagine, he said, was like, you know, basically, you know, putting his political view in honey. And in there, he talks about no heaven, you know, basically jettisoning God, no hell, all the people living for today and being one, you know, a one world government. Well, the Bible warns us about a coming new world order. Talks about there being a political alliance between 10 nations that give their power to the Antichrist and the world becoming one, all the nations, kindreds, and tongues being unified. Talks about a one world religion. It says all the nations will worship the beast. All nations, kindreds, and tongues will worship the beast. It talks about a war on the believers. It says he'll make war on the saints. It talks about a one world religion. It says the whole world will worship the beast and they'll worship the dragon, which is Satan, who gave power to the beast. So it talks basically about the world being a bunch of devil worshipers in the end, which is quite amazing when you really think about it. And the world's been prepared for that for some time. So we talk about the Great Reset. We're talking about Satan trying to undo God's plan to bring as many people to Christ as possible, kind of a renewal of the Tower of Babel, reversing the Babel effect. In fact, one of the images that was used by the United Nations for years, a poster, was their Tower of Babel being rebuilt. And we're talking about also undoing God's plan of salvation, which ultimately they won't be able to do, because in chapter 17 of the book of Acts, the Lord says that he put us in various nations with various boundaries in the appointed times in which we would live, so we'd grope after the Lord and find him. And being in these various nations, it lets us realize, hey, there's no utopia. There's no paradise on earth. We need Jesus. But by bringing the world together and say, hey, government will supply all your needs. We're God now. And getting God out of the schools and everything, you can see his plan. The Great Reset is basically the mystery of iniquity already at work, the spirit of Antichrist trying to push forward and use the situations like the, as he was saying, the pandemic of COVID-19 as a ramp up to basically move the world into this Great Reset. By the way, briefly, it bothered me so much. It was a few months back when COVID was still pretty new, and Governor Newsom of this state, California, was being interviewed, and a few of the interviewers were talking to him. And one of the guys is like, hey, do you guys look at this as an opportunity in your administration to basically implement a lot of things you wouldn't otherwise be allowed to implement? And I thought he was just going to go zip, you know, next question. Nope. But he says, oh, you know what? We've had plenty of talks like that, you know? And I thought, wow, man, they're not even hiding anymore. And we just heard Trudeau talk, basically saying it on a global level. So this is quite chilling in light of what the Bible says would be coming with globalism.
You know, it's interesting because Barack Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, yeah, he actually said something that made it much more clear. He said this, he says, you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. What I meant by that is that it is an opportunity to do the things that you thought you could never do before. So I think when we're looking at these things, I wanted to point something out, because we may have played a clip from Trudeau. You just quoted Newsom. I just quoted Rahm Emanuel, who's also trying to get in the new cabinet. That's going to be coming up.
Under
Biden. But you're hearing this. But I want you to see, this is, it doesn't matter if it's right wing, left wing. You're going to hear, this is a course of events that seems to be being pushed by, it doesn't matter which side of the bird you're on, the right wing or the left wing. Because they typically, these world leaders, a lot of them are pushing towards this. And so we have a clip here of a number of them, hopefully in somewhat chronological order for you guys to see.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
The time has come for the world to move in a new direction. We must embrace a new era of engagement based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and our work must begin now.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order, in which the U.S. would participate fully, one rooted on four basic principles.
Non-proliferation and disarmament, the promotion of peace and security, the preservation of our planet, and a global economy that advances opportunity for all people.
This is a moment to lead boldly and recommit ourselves to common principles which remain essential to my nation, and all liberal democracies all over the world. But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order. This movement is principally led by Russia. Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence. And the single greatest bulwark for a transatlantic partnership is the unshakable commitment of the United States to all of our NATO allies. It is a sacred obligation we have embraced that an attack on one is an attack on all. That can never be placed in question.
As you can obviously see from there, as Joe had already mentioned, it seems like a rebuilding of that Tower of Babel, as you talked about. So maybe, you know, for our live audience here, you know, we can kind of hopefully work through, as you've already mentioned, some of the New World Order and what on earth this even has to do with biblical theology.
Yeah, let's keep in mind that the Lord, again, is one who sets up nations, dispersed the languages and so forth. And in Psalm chapter 2, it talks about how the nations of the world, the leaders, will defy God. Well, they'll form an unholy alliance against the Lord. And they'll say, let us break the chains that he's created for us and align against him and against his anointed, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he warns that they will be wiped out and they should kiss the Son, you know, which is prophetic of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But it's interesting, when we talk about the Great Reset, what's that going to look like, you know? You have little hints dropped here and there, but they're talking about globalism. And one of the best ways to understand about, you know, regarding what the Great Reset is an event that took place just before COVID hit, just a few months before COVID hit us in 2019, just over a year ago, a month earlier than us. We're in November right now, so a month before, you know, in October of 2019, we're in 2020 right now. Bill Gates, his foundation, major players got together at a big round table. It was an invite only meeting, and it was world elites, CIA, World Bank, World Economic Forum, you know, big shots, you know, all got together and had basically like a war game, a planned exercise in case, you know, basically simulating what it'd be like if there was a pandemic. And it was based largely upon a pig with coronavirus, and that virus would spread to people and how we could manage it. And they got together just over a year ago to do that, just a couple months before coronavirus hit and just spread throughout the world. In fact, it's interesting, at least 15 entities, a couple I didn't mention, would also be the U.S. Center of Disease Control, United Nations, and on, along with the others and many more. And they talked about everything from the stock market crashing, how we deal with that. They talked about travel bans. They talked about vaccinations. They talked about what they would do with the internet. They talked about, would we have to shut the internet down? Concerned about all the conspiratorialist. And now that might be too strong to talk about, because, you know, that'll just kind of feed into what they're saying. So maybe we need to just flood the internet with our message. I mean, it's kind of interesting. And I'm not saying the disease is, you know, we're not going on record saying the disease was manufactured. What we are going to say is, yeah, elites for years have been looking forward, as Rob Emanuel said, not to let a crisis go to waste, but to use it to further their agendas. And they have a globalistic agenda. So it's interesting. You can, event 201, a number of the things that they talked about there, which I think also is quite fascinating, is basically how Google and Amazon and Facebook and Twitter and Microsoft and Apple would lead the way by their example. You know, that they wanted a unified message, cohesion between the nations and so forth. So it's interesting when you look at this. In February 28th, an article, just less than a year ago, New England Journal of Medicine by Gates, that he wrote, in the past week, COVID-19, this is right after their war games, you know, and then all of a sudden it breaks out. And he writes the New England Journal of Medicine, in the past week, COVID-19 has started behaving a lot like once in a century pathogen that we've worried about. I hope it's not that bad, but we should assume that it will be until we know otherwise. In other words, let's assume it's going to, because they were predicting maybe 65 million people would be dead. That was in their simulation, okay? And we're not saying this is, you know, this was exactly and this is what happened and they planned this whole thing. What we are saying again is they've been planning for things like this in the hopes of being able to bring the world together and bring forth their globalism. So I think it's important when we check this out, because it's really, really rich. I mean, even one of the participants, I think this is quite interesting, mentioned that Bill Gates has poured a lot of money into algorithms and information on social media platforms to make sure that people could trust the information, whoever's posting what forward and so forth. I mean, we got our first flag on YouTube, didn't we? You know, just recently, because Chad put up a meme of a baby in a womb on Facebook saying, "Mommy, please don't," you know, and that was flagged as untrue, you know. And it's like, come on, it's hyperbole showing that there's a baby being killed there, you know. But anyway, another participant in this, it's called Event 201. You can look it up. It's been reported on the internet. This was just before the so-called, you know, before the pandemic, okay? And another participant was a Chinese guy. By the way, Chinese were involved in this. Their disease prevention group was one of the 15 entities. It's all pretty crazy when you think about it. Talked about we should be concerned about making sure we stop the tide, or how we deal with the what might be floated as this is a man-made deal. How are we going to counter that? I'm like, the Chinese guy of all people, you know, he wants to make sure we stop the idea that it's a man-made, you know, situation. So it's interesting. What I was blown away on is Bill Gates later on, several months later, denied that there was anybody simulating or planning for this. And basically stated that now here we are. We didn't simulate this. We didn't practice. And I'm like, yeah, you did. Several months before you said this, and a couple months before it happened, you simulated. You're right there. You're one of the main guys that was there.
Yeah, in fact, we actually have a clip they're going to be playing of Bill Gates right now.
There'll be time for those postmortems. You know, very few countries are going to get an A grade for what that scrambling looked like. And now here we are, you know, we didn't simulate this, we didn't practice. So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
So you have him here in April saying, we didn't plan for this, we didn't know this, but they had this event. When was this?
October. It was October 2019, a couple months before COVID hit, and they planned it in respect to it being in November and December, if it hit in November, December, which is kind of crazy too, you know?
Wow, that's pretty interesting when you put all this together and you see them preparing for something that happened right around the corner, and then next thing you know, well, we didn't really prepare for this. We weren't really ready for this. You see a lot of the dishonesty there. Now, there was another man you were going to mention as well.
Well, yeah, this ties in really well because, I mean, there's entities that I didn't even mention, like John Hopkins University was there at the table, this round table, invite only. So they were really, you know, because it had to do with, you know, dealing with a pandemic. And the pandemic they were looking for was, it could be 65 million people dead around the world. So, but one of the major players was the founder of the World Economic Forum. That was one of the 15 entities with Gates. And usually when this is reported, you'll see it was Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the World Economic Forum, with the John Hopkins University, and sometimes they'll mention the other players, sometimes they won't, when this wasn't reported. So it's very interesting because the World Economic Forum, if you follow World Economic Forum, they're a major player of business leaders, okay, working with the United Nations and working with governments. And they were founded by a German-born professor there in Switzerland named Schwab. And this gentleman, and I think it's interesting when you look at him, he's got a lot of very interesting things to say, but Klaus Schwab basically heads up the World Economic Forum. He's the founder of it in 1971. And when he founded it, I mean, to this day, 3,000 people, elites, business leaders and so forth, world leaders from around the world descend into Switzerland and Davos, Switzerland, and they meet and they talk about how they're going to reshape the world, you know, and so forth. And it's interesting, this last year, this year, okay, I think it was January of this year, 117 different leaders from different nations were represented. 117 nations were represented at 50th anniversary to talk about, you know, and celebrate what they were going to do. Now, it's quite interesting because Klaus Schwab, he is all about AI, about using technology, infusing it with biology, and bringing forth this new world order, this new world economy. And he talks about this, and he wrote a book called The Fourth Industrial Revolution, okay? It's also known as 4ID, you know, or, you know, fourth industrial revolution, 4IR. So it's interesting. And what you see him saying, literally talking about, I mean, he literally got together with the Secretary General of the United Nations. And so now you're talking about business leaders. He got together with the United Nations and they made a contract about how they would go forward to institute, and basically speed up what the United Nations wants to do in bringing forth globalism. In fact, it's interesting, in speeding that up, they wanted to do, the agreement had to do with financing, six things: climate change, health, number four, digital cooperation, number five, gender equality, number six, education and skills. What's interesting is he talked about how this is going to move the fourth industrial revolution. That's going to fuse biology with technology. It's going to come at tremendous speed. And it's going to be the fourth industrial revolution is going to be 4.0. I mean, it's going to just transform the world. It's going to be planetary. And these are the guys, these are the players that were there at the 201 with Gates, and with the whole pandemic coming, or anticipating a pandemic, and how to get control of the world.
Well, let's actually hear from Mr. Klaus here. We got a clip of him.
The fourth industrial revolution is a combination of technological breakthroughs, which will completely change business models, society, economies. Fourth industrial revolution is coming with enormous speed, and we change not only what we are doing, but who we are. The world will grow more together in the digital age. We are becoming more interdependent. We will have not less, we will have more globalization. But the question is, how do we master and how do we construct this new type of globalization? I call it globalization 4.0.
So, Joe, what are we seeing here? What is he saying here?
Well, he's basically talking about how we're going to implement this. It's going to come at tremendous speed. He actually says it's going to change not only how we operate, but it's going to change you as a human being. And now it's interesting. Listen to this quote. This is from his book called The Fourth Industrial Revolution. Keep in mind, this is the founder of the World Economic Forum who leads this movement, who is sitting at the table with Gates, and this is all part of the Great Reset. Listen to what he wrote in his book, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. He said, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, 4IR, is the fourth major industrial era since the initial industrial revolution of the 18th century. It is, now check this out, it is characterized by a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres, collectively referred to as cyber-physical systems. Now, this is quite interesting because, keep in mind, he's influencing the nations. In fact, the British government last year, not long after his book came out, the British government stated this, and tell me if this doesn't sound familiar, quote, it is characterized by a fusion of technologies, talking about the technology, that, and he goes, such as artificial intelligence, gene editing, and advanced robotics, that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological worlds. They basically, you plagiarized him and said, this is what we're doing. Because it's not plagiarism. This is their plan. They're just basically saying, we're doing this. Yeah, this is what we're doing. And so you can see this when you realize the Bible talks about a fusion between the biological human body and the technological, the mark of the beast, which will be either the name of the beast on your right hand or forehead, or the number of his name, in order to buy or sell. Now, we are being, right now, around the world, not just in our country, we're being told, you got to wear a mask to go here, pretty soon maybe you have to take a vaccination.
Qantas just came out with that. You can't be on their planes unless
you're vaccinated. And this is all a prelude to getting people conditioned to having to jump through certain hoops with regard to technology, health, and so forth, to be able to get access, to be able to travel. And eventually the Bible says it'll be in order to buy or sell. So you can, I mean, we've talked about the frog in the pot for a long time. And how do you boil a frog? Not that you'd want to boil a frog, maybe some frog legs or fry them up. But, you know, you don't just throw a frog in hot water and jump out. You want to boil him fresh and when he's alive, you slowly turn up the heat. Slowly, where the water starts to get warm, the frog again is percolating, feels good. The frog gets comfortable. Before you know it, he's poached, he's dead. And that's what has been happening in society for some time. But we've been talking about the globalism and one new world order and the world economy for some time. But we haven't, but there's so many people that have been against the whole idea of globalism and destroying nations in an effort to bring forth globalism, because we know how people are. We know how human beings are. We saw what the Nazis did. We saw what Chairman Mao did. We saw what Stalin did. You know, we saw what Lenin did. We saw what Marxism led to. And many of these folks are Marxist, you know, and like Trudeau, he's definitely a socialist leaning towards Marxism. So we're talking about people that would want to control our lives. But keep in mind, this is what the word of God's revealed would happen, that these things would speed up toward globalism and toward an end time agenda. And I think, you know, this is clearly we're moving toward that end.
Yeah, I think it's really important not only to gauge all these things that are taking place, but it's always important to take it back to the Word of God. I think that we can, a lot of times, when we're talking about end times theology, we want to make sure we don't do things like what guys like Augustine did in the past, right? Where he looked out at the world and he said, well, maybe this whole thing, when we read through the book of Revelation and we read through some of the things that Jesus said, maybe those things are already passed. And they passed and they already happened. And now that Constantine came and gave us peace, we're now all millennial, right? So there is no millennium.
Ignored the book of Revelation. Basically allegorize it away.
Allegorize it away. Or you could be the post-mill.
Father Origins hermeneutics, yeah.
Yeah, post-mill, where we're going to build the kingdom of God here on earth. And then World War II happens. Bam. And then a lot of them fall off by the wayside. Yeah. But that's now having, you know, being
a resurgence.
A resurgence, again, in multiple facets, whether it's the new apostolic reformation or whether we go alongside with the Reconstructionism as well. So you really have a lot of these components. And what it always comes back to is these things are signs of the times, but they're signs of the times as they relate to what Scripture has already revealed. And so it's really, really important that as we dig into this and have an end times discussion, and then when you hear of all these events, as we've just gone over for about a half hour, regarding some of the major players and some of the things they've said over and over, and you guys think, oh, well, look at it. That's, you know, three or four people talking about the New World Order. That's a fourth person talking about the Great Reset. Guys, we could have made that clip for the whole half hour.
Oh, yeah.
We really could have. And you guys, that's why we're saying, hey, pay attention. You know, your redemption draws nigh.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, please consider visiting our Patreon page at patreon.com/goodfight. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.